This is the Knights of Columbus Navigator for the month of March 2024, read for you by David Wagner. Jesus, I trust in you. Where is God with me in this? You should always trust in God, and the best way to demonstrate that trust is to ask, where is God with me in this? Keep asking until the question is answered. This is a quote from the book Answer Your Call by Dick and Martha Lyles, published by Dynamic Catholic. It struck me that this question is appropriate for us as knights. We each joined the knights for various reasons, and God helped us make that decision. Where are we now? What has God guided us to do since we became knights? For me, kind of a cornucopia of things, holding several officer positions, running blood drives, and participating or chairing several events to raise money to contribute to charity. As a bonus, I can hang out with a great group of faithful men. This isn't about me, though. This is about all of us in the council. Can we answer the question, where is God with us in the knights? The challenge here is to not look back on what we have done as a council in the past. That is history. We have to focus on now, and at the same time, plan for the future. It is easy for me to delve into membership at this point. Perhaps you are tired of hearing about that. But it is how we grow and flourish as a council. I'm not charging you to do anything I wouldn't do. Unless you are planning on bungee jumping off the Forest Hill Bridge. I'll pass on that one. Spend a little time thinking about who you can invite to join us. And follow through on that. If that is difficult or an ordeal for you, give me or John a contact and we'll give it a shot. Not that we are experts either. If it's not the right time for someone, move on. You're just giving them an opportunity, a gift, a chance to strengthen their faith and trust in God through the good works of our council. We can apply the question above to the events and programs we are doing as well. St. Patrick's Day dinner is coming up. How can we make this event better this year than last? Our goal is to provide our parishioners and friends who attend with a great and fun social event, while raising money for charity. What can we do to encourage more people to come? Do you have ideas to share? Let's also not forget about having another fundraiser this Columbian year, or the beginning of the next. Did I hear chili cook-off? Our events are there to provide more funds for charity. You should have been with me recently when I presented a check for half of our ID drive funds to the principal of Laurel Ruff Transition School. Dale's face really lit up. Where is God with us in this? Keep asking, and He will answer. Not always in the way we expect, but in His time and way. In service to one, in service to all. Sir Knight Chris Ward, Grand Knight. St. Mel and the Knights of Columbus present our annual St. Patrick's Day dinner on March 16th from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in the St. Mel Parish Center. Come enjoy a corned beef and cabbage dinner, Irish dancers, drinks, raffle prizes, and more. $25 for adults, $15 for children 12 and under, with a $90 max for the family. Tickets will be available after all masses starting February 25th through March 10th in the parish office during the week, with additional tickets sold at the door. This month, we awarded our February Net of the Month to Tremaine Hayhoe for his work on organizing and recruiting for the West Coast Walk for Life. He also assisted with our annual free throw competition in January. Our Family of the Month award goes to Danny and Martha Steyer. We thank Trustee and past Grand Knight Danny for his excellent work on the council audits and for his volunteer work with St. Vincent de Paul. Martha is a regular lector at Mass and is on the Eucharistic Renewal Committee for St. Mel. Soup, salad, and bread for Lent. When difficulties caused us to put the brakes on Italian night this past month, Brother Pat Miles stood up and said, "Let's do soup before the Stations of the Cross in Lent." With the help of some dedicated knights, that is exactly what we have done the first two Fridays of this Lenten season so far. Why do we offer soup, bread, and salad? To help our parishioners to meet the Lenten obligation of no meat on Fridays during Lent. The bonus there is that parishioners can get together and talk story, as the Hawaiians put it, with each other while enjoying a delicious dinner. Then they can head over to the church to continue a long-time tradition here at St. Mel of Stations of the Cross and Benediction, hosted by our deacons Dave and Jack. The evening provides good fellowship, an opportunity to do something extra for Lent, and you are still home by 7:30 or 8 p.m., if you want to catch a game or a movie. We had a great turnout of about 20 parishioners on the first Friday in Lent. Our council provided the soup choices of corn chowder from Pat's wife Karen, Italian bean and kale from Paolo Turney, and French Canadian pea soup by Master Chef Mario La Chiazza. Our second Friday evening, the soup was provided by volunteers from the Women's Curcio group led by Susie Watson. That evening, we were treated to broccoli cheddar and minestrone, broccoli and cheese by the gals, plus a tomato bisque from Brother Mario. There was lots of soup on hand, but unfortunately, attendance wasn't quite as good that evening, so we had leftovers. On Friday, March 1st, we'll take another stab at it and see if the turnout is good enough to continue. Consider coming out and joining us. For the good of the order, let us pray for our seminarians. Ben Condon, Ralph Tronchi, Scott Whitaker, and Victor Amador. Let us pray for our deceased, including Father Liam McSweeney, George Chalemi, John Sartori, Elizabeth Hummer, Maria Mendoza, Diane Cohen, Delight Hart, Joy Schindler, Loretta Tabersky, John Pippig, and Gary Anderson. Let us also pray for our sick, including Mario La Chiazza, Bill Savage, Joe Morrison, Chris and Karen Juton, Rick Chang, Joe DeCessa, Vic Warmerdam, Denny Shunta, Frank and Judy Abinader, Rick and Miriam Cervetti, Bob Berman, Loretta Brennan, Alma Rains, Pat Wagner, Paul and Jerry Parker, Mel Rose and Son, Bernadette Lizzo, Jean Marie Ackers, Sister Mary Elise Liker, Katie Guernica Ward, Dan Ward, Matthew Ash, Patty McKeegan, and Dottie Ahern. Thank you for listening. We will now close this monthly Navigator with a prayer. God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you called your priest, Blessed Michael McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the Church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify Blessed Michael McGivney on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. through Christ our Lord. Amen.